This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a contingent of U.S. Marines arrives in northeast Syria. The Marines are there to provide artillery support to local forces in the upcoming assault on the city of Raqqa, which the Islamic State group considers its capital. But there appears to be no agreement yet between the U.S. and Turkey on the makeup of the Raqqa attack force. Whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard. North Korea allowed two Malaysian employees of the United Nations World Food Program to leave the country Thursday. They were among 11 Malaysians confined to their country's embassy in Pyongyang. The two had gotten caught up in a dispute triggered by the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother. European Union leaders on Thursday voted overwhelmingly to re-elect Donald Tusk as president of the bloc.
Thank you very much, Joseph, and first of all, thank you for your trust in me, for your great support in these unusual circumstances. I am aware of this. But above all, thank you for this show of solidarity.
Tusk's new term will run from May until November 2019. A U.S. military investigation has found that U.S. forces killed between 4 and 12 civilians during a January raid targeting al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. Those figures are according to U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, the commander who oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East, and who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Some lawmakers have questioned the value of the data captured by U.S. forces in the raid, but Votel said the U.S. did gain some valuable information, and he added there is no need for an additional investigation into the operation. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accused the Central Intelligence Agency of incompetence Thursday after his organization was able to obtain and publish documents related to CIA's hacking programs. Earlier this week, WikiLeaks published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that expose the entire hacking capacity of the CIA. The documents allege that the CIA has the tools to hack into smartphones and some televisions, allowing the agency to remotely spy on people through microphones on the devices. The CIA said Wednesday that WikiLeaks is hurting American security interests. In a victory for Republicans, the Ways and Means Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives abolished the tax penalty included in the Affordable Care Act, the health care plan known as Obamacare. The pre-dawn vote is seen as the first legislative victory along the path to replace and repeal the plan. The committee vote was along party lines. Hawaii has become the first U.S. state to file a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six countries. Attorneys for the Pacific Island state filed the lawsuit late Wednesday in a federal court in the capital, Honolulu. They argue the new order will harm the state's Muslims and as well as tourism and foreign students. After topping the polls for months, anti-immigrant, anti-Islam Dutch politician Geert Wilders is now polling in second place less than a week before the Dutch national elections. Many citizens supporting Wilders say all other politicians make promises that they keep breaking, and they feel the political establishment needs to be shaken up. The heir to South Korea's Samsung company has declared his innocence on charges related to the political scandal that could lead to President Park Geun-hye's final removal from office. A lawyer for Lee Jae-young issued the plea on his client's behalf during a brief hearing Thursday. The 48-year-old vice chairman of Samsung Electronics remains in custody after his arrest last month on charges of bribery, embezzlement, corruption, and perjury. 26 people are dead, dozens wounded after two suicide bombers attacked a wedding north of Baghdad. The bombings took place Wednesday in the village of Al-Hajjaj near Tikrit. No claim of responsibility. U.S. President Donald Trump's new environmental chief said Thursday that carbon dioxide emissions are not a chief contributor to global warming. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said on CNBC Squawk Box that, quoting now, "we need to continue the debate and continue the review and the analysis." From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.